Okay, everyone, so today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're holding Nun Ches Amid Beis, the last two lines in the Amid, where the Gemara begins, V'rav Sharvia Omar, Homani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Ariel, you've gotten your wish. We're not talking now about Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, we're talking about Rabbi Yosi the Galilean, right? That's how you like to refer to it. So what is this referring back to? So if we just go back for a moment to Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Right after the Mishnah, we began referring to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosi holds Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi. The entire Mizbeach is on the northern side of the Azor. As we explained already yesterday, from the north of the Azor to the south of the Azor was exactly 135 Amos. The Mizbeach itself was all of at its maximum 32 by 32 Amos. So therefore, you could place it virtually anywhere. Yes, you have to worry about the Kevesh, which is on the southern side, which added another 30 Amos, 62 altogether. True. But nevertheless, it's not crystal clear from the Psukim where the Mizbeach was situate in the Azara. And so therefore, theoretically, it could be Kulay B'Tzafayim, Kulay B'Doraim, or half and half. So Rabbi Yochanan says, based on a Kabbalah that he has from his Rebbes, that Rabbi Yosi held that the entire Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side, that northern side of the Azor, which means, since the Azor was 135, since halfway would be 67.5, it was from 67.5 upwards towards the Mizrach HaTzvoini, not Mizrach, the Koisel HaTzvoini of the Azor. Okay, very straightforward. Later on in the Amud Aleph, Reb Zeira wanted to bring a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah in Masechtas Midrash. Then turning to the Amud Beis, the Gemara said, no, it's a Nishkarai, could very well be that that Mishnah Masechtas Midrash is Rabbi Yehuda. And that was five lines into the wide lines. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda held that the Mizbeach was Memutza V'Oimed B'Emtzu Azar. In other words, it was not Kulay B'Tzafayim, it was not Kulay B'Doraim, but it was half and half. The upper 16 Amos, meaning the northern 16 Amos, were in the northern side of the Azara, above the line which separated between the north and the south. David, if you'd be so kind, please put yourselves on mute. Thank you very much. And the southern side of the Mizbeach was south of that line, which was an imaginary line going down the entire Azara from Mizrach to Marav. Okay, so far we had that Rabbi Yochanan said he has the Kabbalah that Rabbi Yosi holds on Mizbeach is B'Tzafayim, and the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda says Beferish in the Braisa that Mizbeach was half and half. And now we go down to Rabbi Sharvia, which is two lines on the bottom of the Amid, and he says, Homani Rabbi Yosi Haglilihi. That Mishnah that you were talking about in Masechtas Midrash, it doesn't have to go like Rabbi Yehuda, it can even go like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Mm-hmm. Who's Rabbi Yosi Haglili? The Sanya. So Kimara Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Oy Memetoch Shenema, Venasata Sakior, Ben Oil Moyed, Uvena Mizbeach, Venasata Shoma Moyim. What we're going to now is refer to two psukim in the Torah, which the two psukim in the Torah on their face seem to be inconsistent with one another. What are those two psukim? If you have the Torah Ora Sholem, my Gemara it's 3 and 4, other Gemara it's probably Gimel and Dalet. In 3 it says, Unasata Sakior, Kior is of course where the Kahanim wash their hands every day. Bein Oil Moyed Uvena Mizbeach, Benasata Shomoy. It's got to be between the Oil Moyed and the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, of course, we're talking about the Mizbeach Achitzoin, that big Mizbeach of 32 by 32. And the Oil Moyed means the Heichol, which was prefaced before you got into the Heichol, you had that empty room, you had that lobby, which we called the Ulam. So the Kior had to be between the Mizbeach and the oil moid. Next, number 4 says, V'yes mizbachu oila, the mizbeach oila that we're talking about, some place it, Pesach mishkan oil moid. It should be on the, it should be facing the Pesach, the doorway into the oil moid, again into the ulam and into the heichel, and you should go and bring the kabbonis there. Okay. So what is the tension between the two psukim? The tension is, it says that the kior should be between the oil moid and the Mizbeach, but the next pasuk says that the Mizbeach Oila should be front of the Pesach Mishkan Oil Moed, which suggests that the Kior was not there, did not interfere between the Mizbeach on the one side and the oil moyed on the other side. So what are you going to do with it? We've got to put the kiyar somewhere. It's got to be somewhere between the mizbeach and the oil moyed, but it can't be in front of the Pesach oil moyed. So how are we going to resolve this tension? So the Gemara is going to give now a couple of eitzes, as you will see. The Zok the Gemara at the top. It's mizbeach oil some Pesach oil moyed. Zok the Gemara is mizbeach be Pesach oil moyed. The mizbeach had to be corresponding, parallel to, facing the opening of the oil moyed, but not the kiyar. The like kiyar be Pesach oil moyed. So what did you do with the kiyar? So the Gemara ben ulam alam mizbeach moshech kima. In fact, it was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, or and the Oil Moed, but it was not at the point of the Pesach Oil Moed. And now, thinking to ourselves, that's not so difficult to understand, because as we said yesterday, the doors to the Heichal were only 10, not only, but they were 10 Amos wide. Half of that opening was 5 to the north and 5 to the south, because the Mason-Dixon line that separated the north and the south of the Azara went straight in between the doors, the northern doors and the southern doors of both the Heichel, Heichel being 10 Amos wide, and of the Ulam, which was 20 Amos wide. Aha. Okay, so what we can do now is, depending on where we place the Mizbeach, we'll see how we're going to resolve the issue where the Kiyar was standing. Zokti Marsa, my Kasova. So far the Gemara says that the Mizbeach was in fact corresponding to, parallel to Pesach Oil Moed. And as far as the Kiyar was concerned, it was Moshech Kima Klapi Hadorim. Moshech Kima Klapi Hadorim means that after the parallel of the Ulam and the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach had already ended, so to speak. We're finished with the entire 32 Amos. Below that was the Kiyar, in the ear space, which had the Mizbeach continued on for another 5 or 10 or 20 Amos, then in fact it would be between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. But because the Mizbeach ended, now we put the Kiyar in the ear space, which would have been, could have been, should have been between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed, but it wasn't, because it was Moshe Kima Klapi Adarm. It was further down. So just to give you a quick picture of this, we have it here in the art scroll, Mesechtes Midos, and we have here, once again, the picture that we had yesterday. This over here, the blue in the front, this is what we call the Ulam. Over here is the Heichal. The Pesach Ulam is right over here. That's the 20 Amos wide. The Pesach Hehechel is 10 Amos wide. Going down into the Azor, you had the Ma'alois, connected the Shira Ma'alois, the Shira Ma'alois connected the Ma'alois. You had all these steps. You walk down now, and here you have the Mizbeach. Where is my Mizbeach? Mizbeach here is parallel to not only the Ulam and the Hehechel, but also the top 5 Amos are parallel to the opening in the Azora, not from the Azora, into the Heichel, into the Ulam, and into the Heichel. And then below the Mizbeach, we have over here number 32. And if we look up 32, 32 is the Kiyar.
Where's the Holy of Holies?
Oh, we'll get to that in a moment. I'll show you. Holy anyway, Holy. 32 is the Kiyar. So let's talk about the Holy of Holies.
So this is 32, where's the...
32 is right over here. Smack
the white thing.
Now notice, it is between the Ulam.
Right.
And it's between what would have been the Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach stopped short. Had the Mizbeach continued on, my good friend Brother Shai, if the Mizbeach had continued on, it would be smack in the middle, but it wasn't. It was Moshech Klapi Dorim, beyond the four walls for the square of the Mizbeach, but it was facing the Oil Moed, and it was in the ear space, which higher up was Mamish between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. But here was no longer Mamish in that space, because it was Moshech Klapi Dorim, we were beyond that.
So between the Kevish.
One second, just to get to your question. We have the Ulam is over here. Here's the Heichel, also known as the Kodesh. And here is the Kodesh Kadoshim, which is the Holy of Holies. And after that you had a wall, and then you had still some more space. And this space was also called Azara space. And finally, this is the back wall of the whole Beis HaMikdash. Good.
Now yes. The Western so, world is where we look, when we go to the Beis Hamikdash, it's this way, right?
The Kais Amaravi?
Yeah.
You right. Both had the...
There's the Western wall. All the way where his hand, where...
Down there. Yeah. Down, right. At the bottom of the page is, right. Is a kotel.
Right.
Over here.
And if you go in the tunnels, the place that you can, once you go in, you'll see it says, can I get a kotel?
So we have to go enter on the other side. Have to go around. Not the way that's we right. Enter to the...
Where is the main entrance?
Sorry?
Where is the entrance that people would go through?
The entrance, this is the other solution. People would come in from here.
So it seems the Kira was not between the Ulam and Zbeach, not between the Ulam and the Kevesh. Is that correct?
Ulam and Kevesh, good. That's a good way of describing it. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
Well, it's also interesting, you think until the Shaddai, you walk in, you do it right near the entrance. Here they're going to have to have a whole Tiul until they get to it.
Yeah, but the Ritva
says, nefesh.
I hear in a text that the Ritva says that they washed before the hands on the rag, right? Before the coming into the Azara, and then they did it again in the Kiyur.
Okay, okay, nothing wrong with that.
Because otherwise you could go Tame into the Azara.
But it doesn't really take away the Tumah, it takes away the requirement of Rechitzis Shadayim Raglayim, and the only time you're not allowed to, for the purpose of the Kahanim, it was Bavoyim El Oyel Moyed, Gishtum El Mezbeach L'Shoris Bakoydish. Their requirement of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is when they're starting to do the Avoda. So if the Kohen is just in the Azara, not doing the Avoda that day, and the reason why he's not doing the Avoda, it's not his base Av, maybe he's just a visitor, maybe he's bringing his own carbon, he does not have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, only when he wants to do the Sheiros to do the Avoda. So theoretically, I didn't see a Ritva, I don't know about that, but if you say so, I believe you, you don't need to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim outside the base. I mean, it wouldn't be technically Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is only from a Kli Shoris, which is Mekudish, such as the Kiyor, or a derivative of the Kiyor. So, fine. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, what you would be doing is Netzilas Yadayim, like we do before we eat, or before we daven, or you go to the use of facilities, etc. Anyway, but getting back to this Gemara. So now, before we go into the Gemara, just to picture what the Gemara is asking is, since it's only the top 5 Amas, or maximum 10 top Amas, if you're assuming that the Mizbeach is only in the Negev, only in the Dorah, only in the south of the Heichal, so the top 5 Amas, which when I say top 5 Amas, the northernmost Amas of the Mizbeach, are directly connected the 5 Amas of half of the Pesach. I'm saying half of the Pesach because only half of the Pesach, the 5 Amis, are from the Mason-Dixon line and Lamata into the Dorim. So therefore, since the Mizbeach is called the Dorim, and we are looking at the Pesach Oil Moed, so that 5 Amis of the opening of the Heichel would be connected parallel to the 5 northernmost Amis of the Mizbeach. If you're going to talk about not just the opening to the Heichel, but the opening to the Ulam, which was double, that was 20 Amos. So we're going to talk about the 10 Amos, which were below the line separating between the north and the south. At that point is where the Mizbeach started. So if you want to make sure that there's no interference, no obstacle in between the Pesach Oil Moed and the Mizbeach, just make sure that those 10 Amos are empty. Once you've done that, then you can go and put the Kiyor between the actual Mizbeach, not the Kevesh, but the actual Mizbeach, and the Ulam. In other words, looking at this picture, if you're only worried about the 5 Amis of the Heichal, then the top 5 Amis of the north, just make sure nothing's there. That would be between here and here, right? Over here, make sure it's empty. If you're worried about the 20 Amis, which means 10 Amis of the opening of the Ulam, so make sure the first 10 Amis, nothing is there in this blue area between the Mizbeach and the opening of the Ulam. And then, since the Mizbeach is 32 altogether, I got plenty of room to put the kiyor below that, in this area here, below the 5 and below the 10. If I'm worried about only 5, I have 27 amis where I can go and put the kiyor. If I'm talking about the 10 amis, because it's half of the opening to the ulam, fine. So in those 10 amis don't have anything in between, but then you have 22 amis where you can go and put the kiyor. Why does the kiyor have to be all the way down here on the bottom, beyond the mizbeach?
Because of the steps, the sheer amount.
That's theoretical. Well, first of all, I don't know that the steps went all the way
It doesn't seem accurate. It seems like there should be more space between the bottom of the steps and the Mizbeach.
Yeah, because otherwise, as you're going down the steps, you're going to hit the Mizbeach. Yeah, so presumably there's a space over here. So
it's not the scale.
I don't think it's the scale, exactly. Anyway, but be that as it may, theoretically you can put it on one of these landings. Okay, it wouldn't be practical walking up and down, but it's not that practical walking all around anyway. But there is some space in between. That Gemara is not bothered with, so apparently the fact that there's steps there doesn't cause an issue. So what the Gemara is bothered by, therefore, is why do you have to have this Moshach Kima Klap Eidarim beyond the ending of the Mizbeach? Have it in between. In this way would be Mekayim the two Psukim. It would not be in the Pesach Oil Moed, but it would be between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. It's not to secure, but Oil Moed Abein HaMizbeach, but it's not to Shom Moed. So that's what the challenge that we're dealing with at the moment. So fourth line, Mikasov. Ikasov Kulim Mizbeach with Dorim, quite the entire Mizbeach was with Dorim. Noit Mimi Koisel Heichel Vala Dorim, Bein Ulm Vala Mizbeach. Just place the Kiyar after the first five Amis. First five meaning the northern five Amis, which are corresponding to the opening to the Pesach. Now go and put it beyond those five Amis, which will now be between, now that area is between the Mizbeach and the Heichel, because the Heichel continues on quite a distance, and as does the Mizbeach. Vinami Kosev Kedushas Heichel Ulam Chodehi, if he holds on Heichel and Ulam are exactly the same, okay, so then you have to allow not just for five Amis, you have to allow now for 10 Amis. Why 10 Amis? Because that's the opening, that's the Pesach Oil Moy. So Noit Mimi Kosev Ulam Vala Dorein, Bibbein Ulam La Mizbeach. Okay, it might no longer be between the Mizbeach and the Heichel, because the Heichel was shorter and narrower than the Ulam, but the Ulam continues down, and if you're saying that Kedushas, Ulam and Heichel are Chodhi anyway, so then that's fine. So then the upper 10 Amis, the northern 10 Amis of the Mizbeach, will be free from any interference between those 10 Amis and the 10 Amis of the opening of the Ulam, and then put the Kiyar directly beneath that within the next 22 Amis. Okay, so l'choyre, it's not tenable to go and say that the whole Mizbeach is bidoroim, and yet you still have to put the Kiyar beyond that.
Well, why is it? Why are we now saying it's not tenable? Why can't it be bidoroim, entirely bidoroim?
The Mizbeach?
Yeah.
But he's saying that it's Moshach Kima Klap Yedon, that the Kiyar is beyond that. Why couldn't you put the Kiyar in between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed?
If it's in the bottom 22 of the Dorom sitting Mizbeach,
yes,
it would be between the right, the southern flank of the Ulam. It wouldn't be, you know, it should be in that 22 Amma zone, below the parallel, the dotted line from the bottom of the Ulam entrance.
Right.
From the south. So you have 22 Amas.
Exactly.
So
that's exactly, that, Mamish, you're saying, so why, the Mars Kasha.
Why are we saying that?
That's the Mars Kasha, the third line. We're saying, where did you put the Kiyar? Moshach Kima Klap Yadon. That Moshach Kima Klap Yadon means after the Mizbeach ends, and you continue on, and there is no longer Mizbeach over there. You said, bye-bye Mizbeach, you waved to it, you're now beyond it, like in the picture.
So you're below the Mizbeach entirely now, like in this picture.
Entirely. Okay. Entirely. That's why 32.
So you're saying, why can't it be in this area?
Exactly right. Okay. Why can't it be somewhere over here? It would not be in the first five, it wouldn't be in the first 10, but in the bottom 27 or 22. Put the Kiyar here, push the Kiyar up over here, and then we'll be Mekayim the Pasuk between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, as well as the Heichel, depending for 5 or 10. But why does it have to be below the Mizbeach? And that's what it says, Moshach Kima Klap Yedor, which means beyond the Mizbeach.
What you say, if that's option to be within 27 Amas, where? Of
the bottom southwest corner.
From here to here is 32?
Right.
Good.
Take off 5.
Cut off 5. Why? Because that's connected to Pesach.
Right.
So how much you have left?
27.
Okay, so put the Kiyar over here in that 27 area.
Uh-huh.
Over here, between the Mizbeach and between the... No, it's not 5, it's 10, because the Pesach... Okay, fine. Maskim. So go down now 10 Amas. We still have 22 Amas over here.
Right.
Push this number 32, which is a Kiyar, push it in this area between the Mizbeach, right, in the lower 22. Why does it have to be below the entire 32? That's the Gemara's kasha. Jokti Maravaita. The Inami Kosov, we already said that. Okay. We're now about 8 lines from the top. Inami Kosov, Chetzi Bitzofim, Chetzi Bidarim. Okay, so now we're on the move. We're now pushing the Mizbeach more to the north, it's only 16 amas below the imaginary line, 16 amas above the imaginary line. Okay, so now what are you going to do? So once again, we make the same cheshbon, but instead of taking 32 and subtracting 5, we're taking 32 and subtracting 10, we're going to take 16 and subtract 5, or 16 and subtract 10. Why 16? Because 16 is where the second half of the Mizbeach begins, under the Mason-Dixon line, that imaginary line there. Okay, so since I have 16 amas left, fine. I'm not going to go and put the kiyor in the upper 5 of that 16. You know why I'm not going to put it there? Because Torah says that the Mizbeach has to be some Pesach oil might. It has to be corresponding and parallel with Pesach without any interference in between. Okay, so that's if you have 10 amas. And therefore we said 5 out of the 10 because we're splitting it below that imaginary line. Now if we're going to go and talk about the Pesach Ulam, which is 20 Amos, okay, so it's going to be below the 10 Amos, right? So therefore, why the upper 10 of the 16 southernmost Amos of the Mizbeach, that upper 10 will be connected to the Pesach Ulam, fine, don't put any kier there, but now go beyond that 10. We still have 6 to go, because there's 16 altogether, right? So we have 6 more. So it's exactly half of the cheshbon that we had before. Before we were talking about that it was 32, and we said, why don't you go and put your kiyar in the bottom 27, or in the bottom 22, taking off 5 and taking off 10. Now we're starting off with 16. You take off the 5, put it in the bottom 11, and if you take off 10, put it in the bottom 6. But why does it have to go all the way beyond the Mizbeach, Mashakim HaKlapidon, put it in between the Mizbeach and the remainder of the Heichel or the Ulam. So, Inam because of the Chetzi B'Tzam, Chetzi B'Darim, not me because of the Heichel V'Ladarim, Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, still put it between Ulam Mizbeach. Inam because of the Ketushas Ulam V'Heichel Chodi, okay, Mazel Tov, not me because of Ulam V'Ladarim, Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. Why does it have to be Mashakim HaKlapidon, which means beyond the Mizbeach, there's plenty of room. Ah, so this is finally our raya that the Rav Sharvi began, that yes, from the Masechtas Midos it sounds like the Mizbeach was Betzafin, and Rav Yochanan said he had a Kabbalah that Rav Yossi, but Rav Chalafta holds the whole Mizbeach is Betzafin. Says now Rav Sharvi, no, it's going to Rav Yossi Haglili, that's the Tan of this Braisa, and the Tan of the Braisa, he holds that it was Kulai Betzafin. Where do we take that from? So now, what happens as a result? If it's totally betzofin, that means that the southernmost part of the Mizbeach ends at that imaginary line, and the entire Mizbeach is in front. Okay, so now let's think about this. We have the bottom 5 Amis, or the bottom 10 Amis, because it's parallel to the Ulam and to the Heichel. Those are all the southernmost part of the Mizbeach. The entire Mizbeach is beyond that imaginary line, in other words, on the north of the line. So there's no way to go and put the Kiyar. You can't put it at the final 5, because that's Kenegah the Pesach. You can't go and put it in the final 10, because that's Kenegah the Pesach of the Ulam. So then you have to go and put it beyond that. But the Gemara says, no, it's got to be Moshe Kimmer Klapi Dorim. So, now I understand why it's Moshe Kimmer Klapi Dorim, because it cannot be parallel to the Mizbeach, in the ear space between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed, because the last 5 are Pesach Oil Moed. This is the bottom 5, the Dorim part. It's hard to picture in the picture, because the Mizbeach is here. But let's go and push the whole Mizbeach up. So this white box, instead of being here, starting here and ending here, push it up, and so then the bottom is starting over here and moving its way up. So you're pushing it all the way up. So therefore, on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, there is no room to put it in the Dorim side, because the whole Dorim side of the Mizbeach is elevated, pushed up into the Tzofen side. So we're going to go and put the Kiyar. Going to put the Kiyar in Dorim, beneath the Mizbeach, beneath the space between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. You were saying?
Is there a pasuk that says it has to be the Dorim? You could be the mirror image of the Dorim.
Beautiful. So Bill asks so beautifully, why do we have to talk about that the Kiyar was in Dorim side? Make the same cheshbon, but put the Kiyar in the Tzofen side. In other words, push the whole Mizbeach into the Tzofen area, maskim, and now the last 5 and the last 10 are parallel to the Pesach Oil Moyed, maskim. Fine, but now put your kiyar lamala of those 5 or 10 and put it in the upper 27 or the upper 22 amas remaining of the Mizbeach. In other words, as you keep on going from Dorim to Tzafon, you still got another, beyond your first 5, you still have another 27. Beyond your first 10, you still have another 22. Put your kiyar over there. What would be the problem? And then you have a kiyam of that the Mizbeach is directly opposite the Pesach Oil Moed, and you have the kiyam that the kiyar is in between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed. So everything that we thought about until now, that we kept on asking, why'd it have to be Moshech Kimah after the Mizbeach? Put in the ear space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Do the same thing, but don't do it on the Dunham side. Do it on the Tzafon side, which is exactly what our good friend Bill is asking. So Frank Tiyamora, Vinamika Sovar, Vihalmin. Small gimel there in the middle of the line. In other words, around 12, 13 lines from the top. Even if you're going to go and put the kiyar beyond the koisel hech v'latzafin, havelei bein ulam l'mizbeach, v'noikim mi koisel ulam l'atzafin, b'bein ulam l'mizbeach. Do the same thing that we were talking about until now, constantly worrying where we're going to put the kiyar towards the southern end of the Mizbeach. Ask the same and say the same thing with Gabi, the northern end of the Mizbeach. Meaning, what's the issue? Why do I have to go and put the kiyar beyond the southern end of the Mizbeach? Put it in the northern half of the Azara. Don't put it in the lower 5 or the lower 10 Amis. Those are the southernmost Amis, because then you're going to interfere with the Pesach HaMoed and the Mizbeach. But put it in the Mala, in the top 27, in the top 22. Says Yomar, that's not even half a minute. Because Omakrat says in the Pasuk, Tzafoina. Now where does it say Tzafoina? It says the Shachar. Oisoi, Al Yerach HaMizbeach, Tzafoina Lefnei Hashem. You have to go and shecht it. I think it's referring to the Oila. It has to be in the Yerach HaMizbeach, Tzafoina. Now the question of Yomar is, why does it say Tzafoina? It could say, V'shachar Oisoi Yerach HaMizbeach, Tzafoina. What is the Tzafoina? The extra hay. I learned from that a drasha sheis ponoi she tzofin ponoi mikalim. But that part of the tzofin side of the azara, no kalim should stand it. Kalim meaning our kiyar. Kiyar may not be bitzofin because of that lotion of tzofin. You have to leave as much room open for the kachi kudishim in the tzofin. As we know, the tzofin itself is already a little bit tight. That's why we said the gemara yesterday on. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a toiva that we should be able to go and shecht on top of the Mizbeach if necessary. However, if you didn't do that, tzofin is tight, don't put any kelim there, so the kiyar by definition has to be in the Dorim side. Oh, now I know why the kiyar cannot be anywhere between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed, because if it's Lamala from the Mason-Dixon line, that halfway line, the kiyar is not going to be in the first place. Don't even talk about tzofin. So it has to be in the Dorim side. If you hold that the whole Mizbeach is Bitzafon, there's no portion of the Mizbeach, not even 1 inch, which is in the Dorim side. So there's no way of putting the kiyar between the Mizbeach and between the opening of the Oil Moed, because by definition, there is no Mizbeach Lamata from that Mason-Dixon line. And that's where the kiyar can only start, and that's where the Mizbeach ends. It's an impossibility. The Mizbeach can only start from that line, Ulamala, and the kiyar can only be put from that line, Ulamata. Ah, so that's why the Gemara is on the third line from the top. Where did they put it? Moshech Kimah Kalapi HaDorim. They had to go and be Moshech it into the Dorim, beyond the boundaries and the borders of the Mizbeach. Ah, so therefore we have now concluded that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one that holds that the whole Mizbeach was B'Tzafon Koi. So we have no proof that the Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta holds that way. Rabbi Yochanan had the Kabbalah that Rabbi Yossi Oimer Kulim Mizbeach B'Tzafon Koi. We have no proof from the Mishnah. But we do have the Befeish Rabbi Yossi Aglili that holds that the home is Beach B'Tzafon Koi, and that's why the Kiyar had to be Moshech Klapei Dorim.
Does this decide the machlokas we had earlier about shechting in that area, that northwest area, that one Tana said it was kosher?
The Blazer of Shimon.
for a shachting kachim kachim, if that's considered suffo to be panui from kalim, shouldn't it also be kosher for shchitas kachim kachim?
100%. And that may have been the reason why we want it to be panui, so it should be more place for shachting. Very good. It's Oktimara. Man ta. I'm sorry?
So phone knocks, he has the word panui.
Right.
Sorry,
it's a bit of a pun here, right? It's a pun.
I was
waiting for that too.
The fact that it says that extra
hay tells us that it has to be ponui. It's totally tough, and nothing else is there. No interference, no obstacles, nothing else.
So why do they keep saying that it's in the north? They all should be saying it should be in the south.
What do you say in the north? We're talking about when the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach was either in the south, was middle, or it was the north. We're trying to go as reconcile that with the fact that the Pasuk says that the Kiyor has to be somewhere between the Mizbeach and the Oil Mayit. So if the Mizbeach happens to be lower than the Mason-Dixon line, then there's no problem. You could have the Mizbeach there. There's no interference, no hefsik between the Mizbeach and the opening doors. Just put the Kiyor below that, even between actual Mizbeach, not after the Mizbeach is finished. Between the bottom half of the Mizbeach and the Ulam, you can have it in the middle. But he said, no, it's going to be Moshe Kimmel Klavi Gada. Muzach Zander basically holds that the whole Mizbeach was pushed up into the Tzafen side, and so therefore there is no place where the Kiyor could fit, because it's Ponui Mikol HaKelim, so it has to be that that's beyond the borders, the southern end of the Mizbeach. Now says the Gemara, Man Tana, the polyglot of Yosef Glidi, is there someone that disagrees? Yes, Reb Blaz Ben Yaakov. Who's Reb Blaz Ben Yaakov? The sign here, Reb Blaz Ben Yaakov, Oimer. The word Tzafoin is not only that it's Tzafoin Ponui Mikalim, but she Tzafoin Ponui Miklum. In other words, there was apparently a machloikis in the tradition in the Masoira, whether the word is Kalim or Klum, the whole difference being that little fissel, that a little addition, the difference between a Yud and a Vav. And according to Blizm and Yaakov, the Masoira that we had was from the word Tzafoina, Atzviponi Miklum. Nothing there whatsoever. So what's nothing? Rafil Menem Mizbeach. Even the Mizbeach was not B'Tzafoin. The whole Mizbeach was B'Doroin. Oh, obviously Blizm and Yaakov argues with Yosef Glili, because Yosef Glili says the Kulam Mizbeach was B'Tzafoin. Reb Blaz Ben Yaakov holds that the Kulam Mizbeach was B'Doroim, and we had Reb Yehuda yesterday on the fifth line that he held that the Mizbeach was Memutza, the Emtza Hazara, half on top, half on the bottom, and so therefore anybody asks you, where was the Mizbeach? It depends on, it's a machloikis, the three-way machloikis. We know for sure that Blaz Ben Yaakov holds that it was totally B'Doroim, because the Tzafen has to be Ponim Miklum, nothing there whatsoever. That's Reb Blaz Ben Yaakov. Reb Yosef Glili clearly holds that the whole Mizbeach was B'Tzafoin. There is a Kabbalah that Reb Yochanan had that also Reb Yosef Ben Chalafta also held that it was B'Tzafoin, but we weren't able to pin that down on the Mishnah Masechtas Midos. And Reb Yehuda holds in the middle, Yoveh Kosher Shlish Be'nem, and it was halfway up and halfway below that line.
Reb Yosef Ben Yaakov is the author of the Tana, is the author of the Mishnayos and Mitos and Tumid, isn't he? So how are we saying that this Mishnah from Midos placing the Mizbeach in the north is
consistent with Reb Yosef Ben Yaakov? It's not, because not Reb Yosef Ben Yaakov was the sole author of every single halacha. In general, most of the halachas, if you don't have anybody else, you pin it on Reb Yosef Ben Yaakov.
His uncle was a lady there. Got torched one time and he dozed off in the middle of the night.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. What about his El Tzeda? Do you have any stories for today? Okay, so let's continue on. You can put two dots over here. We're starting a new sugya, Rabbeisai. The only connection between this sugya and the previous sugya is because yesterday we quoted the Zavachta Olav Es Oyla Secha V'Esh Lomecha to tell us that you can go and even shech the kabbonis on top of the Mizbeach. And we're going to use that pasuk to tell you today a different halach. What's halach of Omerav? Mizbeach shenivgam. Nivgam means it got damaged. Damage means either part of the Mizbeach, one of the stones which was in the Mizbeach, got cut off, or there was some cement, pitch, tar, lime, whatever it was that was connected together, these stones, some of it fell out, and therefore the Mizbeach is incomplete. It's now nivgam. You gotta either fix the Mizbeach, or you have to replace the Mizbeach. Because if the Mizbeach is nivgam, you cannot go and bring korbanos. Now, even before we get to Rav, it's a devil poshut that you cannot do a zrikas hadam on a mizbeach shenivgam, because you don't have the full-fledged kosher mizbeach. That's for sure. What Rav adds is that if Bishas, the Kohen, whoever was doing the avodah, shechted the carbon, if at that time the Mizbeach was Nivgam, carbon is possible. Even if they quickly fix it, they go and bring in whatever the fixers that they need, and they put the Mizbeach back to normal, so Alts Givaldik, 10 minutes later, sorry, if at the time of the Shechita, the Mizbeach was Nivgam, no good. And you can take that carbon and just go and burn it in your Beis Hadesh.
Is it Tichui? Is it because it's Tichui?
We're going to talk about Tichui as well, Baruch Hashem. So Omer Rav, Mizbeach Shenivgam, Kol HaKodeshim, Shenishchetu Sham, any Kodeshim that was shechted at that time, during that period that the Mizbeach was Nivgam, even if that whole period was on a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, any time, so. Zok Yimori says now, that was Rav, now says the Gemara, Mikra Hubi Yadena, we had a pasuk in our hands, Vishachnu. In other words, Rav had a pasuk. These are the Talmidim of Rav now speaking. I know for sure that Rav had a pasuk for it. Just can't remember which pasuk he was. The Bereishis Baruch Hakim? Unlikely. Eva Tolus Noach? Unlikely. But there was some pasuk that he was hanging his hat on for this halach. He saw the Rav Kahana. When Rav Kahana came up to from Babel Tech, so to Babel, Ashkechet Rav Shimon Berebi, Dekom Mishim Rav Shmuel Berebi Yoisi. The very halacha that Rav just taught. What's the makar shenemar? Now, literally, of course, that means like we learned yesterday that you can go and be zoveach. Zoveach means to be shochet. You can check the top of the mizbeach. But he all about the zoveach. You're going to go and check the top of the mizbeach. Who goes check the top of the mizbeach? You go and check down below on the ritzvah. Ella, the pshat in the zavachta olav doesn't mean literally on top of, but what it means is ella kishu sholem v'lo kishu choser. It's got to be the mizbeach is totally sholem b'shleimus, and not when it's missing anything. What's the basis of this drasha? Says Rashi, because the word olav means beginoy u'bishviloy. I'm shechting because there is a mizbeach in existence, which I hope to use shortly for purposes of the Zrika Saddam, as well as Zaktoris Aymarin. I'm hoping to do all of that. That's only if it's olav, when it's total bishleimus kosher mizbeach. When the mizbeach is chaser, it's not a kosher mizbeach. V'zvach olav, I can no longer be shochet karbonos at that time when the mizbeach is broken, when it's nifkam, and any carbon that was shechted at that time, no good, it's possible.
How do you translate gino in shvila?
Gino bishvila means on its behalf, because of it. The reason why I'm shechting is on behalf of and because of the existence of the mizbeach. So if the mizbeach is bishleimus, then I can go and shecht on behalf of it, these kabbanas to ultimately put the emun on top and the zrikas adam on the side. However, if it's talking about that the mizbeach is incomplete, then it's I cannot go and shecht on behalf of an incomplete mizbeach. Omar. So now, whoever repeated this halacha originally in the name of Rav and said Mikra b'yadeinu v'shachnu, oh, haynu kara nishtamet leila Rav. That's the pasuk that we were missing. Even apparently, Rav himself couldn't remember the pasuk. Baruch Hashem, chazra atar li yoshna. The pasuk is zavachta olav v'sadasecha. You can only shecht when the mizbeach on its behalf if it's bishleimus. Chazra you can. This is halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan expanded the halacha of Rav even beyond what Rav said. And he said, both this case and that case. Which this case and that case? What are you referring to? What Rabbi Yochanan does is he says, don't only look at the time of the shechita that the Mizbeach was nifka. Look at the time of when this carbon was kadosh. Person bought a behemah in the carbon store, in the behemah store, Monday morning. He took it home and he says, I want this behemah, I designate it, I consecrate it to be an oila, a shlomim, a chattis, whatever. He consecrated it. I know you can't depend with it. A zohar in the cave, but we're talking about he did it perfectly. Okay. When does he intend going and doing the shechita? Next week, because he intends going to Yerushalayim a week later. This week I'm staying where I live in Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak, in Haifa, wherever it is. I'm holding on to the car. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, Eloy Alein, there was a pegima to the Mizbeach. Now the Mizbeach is Nivka. And I come to the Beis Hamikdash a week later, and I want to bring my carbon. And they say, when will you makdish the carbon? Back on Monday when I bought the carbon. did you know that the Mizbeach was Nivgam on Tuesday or Wednesday? No, nobody told me anything. I didn't get any emails. I didn't get any no texts. I didn't get a WhatsApp. We didn't hear anything about it. Unfortunately, the Mizbeach is Nivgam, and therefore your carbon is possible. Why is it possible? Because Vizavachta Olav, this pasuk tells you not only b'shas the shechita, but even b'shas you are makdish the carbon. Even if the time that you were makdish on Monday, everything was beautiful. But if on Tuesday or Wednesday became nivgam, this carbon is now nidche, and it's nidche forever. Now, how do I know that that's the taich of echadzeh v'echadzeh, going to the Rashi, third middle wide line down below, third middle wide line, echadzeh v'echadzeh. Ben shenishcha tu pishas piki masan, which is of course what Rav was talking about. Uben shenishcha tu achar tikunai, even if the shechita took place after you were masakin it. In other words, Monday you were makdish, Tuesday the mizbeach broke, Wednesday the mizbeach was fixed. You bring your carbon a week later. Baruch Hashem, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, even your nishchat achar tikunai, the mizbeach is already complete. It's psulim. Why is it possible? What did I do wrong? Because call it kodeshim shahoyu kedoshim ba'isheshah. Any kodeshim that were just kodesh, because I was makdish on a Monday, and on Tuesday the mizbeach was nebuch nivgam. Done. This carbon now is disqualified. Vishaniru v'nidchu. It was nira on Monday, because the mizbeach was still complete on Monday, gevaldik, but it was nidcha on Tuesday as soon as the mizbeach was nivgam. But the animal is still alive. Can you go and be doyche balechayim? The kasova and Rabbi Yochanan holds balechayim nidchen kishchutin, just like shchutin. So what's the machlokes now between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav says it doesn't bother me that it doesn't bother the carbon that it was nivgam between the time of the hegdish and the time of the shechita, because it's a balchay and balechayim ain't a nidachim, so nothing to worry about. So Rabbi Yochanan and I disagree. Balechayim can be nidachim. So even though I didn't do any shechita yet, just the fact that it was makdish this carbon pre-pagam of the mizbeach, and then the mizbeach became nivgam, at that moment, this is a dead animal. It's not, it's alive. But it's no longer qualified to be brought as a carbon.
Can you put it?
The report did. It doesn't sound like it, but Gemara doesn't address.
You should be shawl on the
You can be shawl on the hegdish, right? Rabbi Yochanan, echadzeh v'echadzeh psulim. The my pliki, what's the machlek? Like we just said, Rav Shlomo Balechayim ain't nidochim. As long as Balechayim is alive, I can have the mizbech should be nivgam 10 times. Chas v'shalom. Comes nivgam, it's fixed. It's nivgam, it's fixed. It doesn't bother behemah because behemah is a balechayim and it's running around and it's ain't a nivchem. Just make sure that the time that you shecht it, when you shecht it, that's going to be a very, very important moment, because that's when it's no longer going to be a bal chai. Now it's going to be, unfortunately, already geshachten. Oh, at that point, is a mizbeach nifgam? Yes. But then the carbon is possible. If at that moment the mizbeach is fixed, no problem. Even b'shas, it was kadosh. Before you shecht it, it was bal chai. Also nitcha.
If the baal was makdish the animal, the shas gima, is the hegdish chal?
That's a good question, and that is the Gemara is going to address that shortly, and the Gemara is going to refer to that as dochi meikaray, meaning from the outset, from the inception, it was already nitcha at that time. It's a machloikis whether dochi meikaray have a dichi or not. Stay tuned for that. Meisvei, Frank Gemara. I'm going to ask our kasha from a brisa, which sounds exactly like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Rav. What does it say in the brisa? Kol kodshim shahoyu. Shahoyu means shahoyu mukdoshim. These kodshim existed. Ad shalai nivna mizbeach, before the mizbeach was built. When are we talking about? Presumably we're talking about shortly before Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael. Somebody was makdish a carbon. You couldn't bring it yet because the mizbeach was not built yet. Actually, nivna mizbeach before the mizbeach was nivna, and the yakach nivna mizbeach, and now Baruch Hashem, the mizbeach is bonoi. Now it's fully built, gebaldik, and I bring in my carbon, which I was already makdish a week ago before the mizbeach was nivna, and now I bring it in, and I want psulin. It's possible. Why is it possible? Oh, because Rabbi Yochanan said that since at the time there was makdish, not at the time. Yes, at the time. At the time that it was makdashit, the mizbeach was, not only was mizbeach, was nivgam. It didn't even exist. So, ein lecha pegam gedoy lemizu, that I had a non-existent mizbeach. Oh, so I can't be mekayim v'zavachta olav es oy lesech v'shlamech v'asinidoka mizbeach. As a result, the carbon became possible, and therefore it's psalm, even though by the time I brought it to the Beis Medrash, Baruch Hashem, the Mizbeach was fully built. They made a big Chanukas HaMizbeach on that day, invited everybody to come and see how glorious, how beautiful. My good friend, this Korban is already Nifsal, like Rabbi Yochanan said, even a Baal Chai can be Nidcha. But it doesn't go according to Rav, because according to Rav, as long as it's time of the Shechita, the Mizbeach is there. So what's the issue? So therefore says the Gemara L'Choira, I have a Shtarka Raya too, Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. But before we finish the Raya, the Gemara goes off a little bit on the side and it says, Nivna d'chui meikarninu. If there was no Mizbeach at all, at the time that it was Makdashit, so then it was d'chui meikara. D'chui meikara means that it was never qualified and then became, so to speak, a da'at balmum, or was rejected. It was rejected from the very outset, and therefore there is a mandioma that holds d'ich meikara loy have d'chui. L'chori, from this price, I'd be able to nail down this machloikis once and for all. You see the first wide line of Rashi, all the way down below, the big wide lines. D'chui meikara hang in the middle of the line. It says Rashi, d'chui meikara hang. Already at that time you couldn't bring the carton basinit kven kamizbeach. Shmami knows l'choir being a riot that dichem eikar havadichoy. V'tikshen asked this as a kashal amandi amal loy havadichoy. So this really has nothing to do with the machloikas of Yochanan and Rav, but the Gemara is throwing in from a curveball from left field and telling you l'choir I have a riot from the fact that we're talking about nivne and loy nivne, that a dichoy meikaroy is also nivchen. That's why it's possible. So Gemara, no, I cannot bring a solid raya because according to the other man, the Omar, he's going to go and change the lashon slightly. Not call the kosher shoyu actually nivna mizbeach, el actually neheras hamizbeach. So what happens is it's already at the end of the first Beis Hamikdash. Nebuchadnezzar is in power and he orders that the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed. I, living at that time, have a carbon which I want to bring to the Mizbeach, but unfortunately by the time I bring it, is Neharas HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach has been destroyed. And now, Baruch Hashem, 70 years later, I'm bringing my carbon back to the Beis Hamikdash, to the new Beis Hamikdash, which are built by Kodesh and Ezra Nehemiah, etc., etc., and I want to bring it now. So what does the Braisa tell us? That Kol HaKodesh Shehoyach Neharas, any carbon that is still existing from the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, before the Harisa, and now I could not bring it. And now, Baruch Hashem, Biachkach, Nivna Mizbeach, now 70 years later, Baruch Hashem, the Mizbeach has been rebuilt. That carbon is possible. Why is it possible?
It's very because old.
That's going to be the next Gemara. So before we get to that, but the Gemara is telling us, I have no raya of Dichu Meikaroi, because when I was Makdish, the carbon was before the Harisa. Mm-hmm. But now there was Harisa in between, so there was disqualified temporarily, and now the Mizbeach was Baruch Hashem restored and reinstated. Oh, let's go and bring my carbon. Says the Braisa, like Rabbi Yochanan, and you can't, even though you didn't do the Yeshchita yet, but the fact that during the time of the Hegdish, that it was Muktish, you had these obstacles. What was the obstacle? You couldn't bring them. There was no Mizbeach. You didn't have a Vizavachta Olav. Therefore, the carbon is possible. Oh, it's the Hakasha on Rav. According to Rav, this is not a problem. Because according to Rav, you only look at the time of the Shechita. You don't look at the time pre-Shechita when it was Muktish. It's the Shver. Frank Timur, I don't understand how you're telling me that the Mizbeach was Neras and you're bringing the carbon 70 years later. The animal is already a Zakeh. So you're going to tell me, so what's the wrong with the Zakeh? Says Rashi, there is a Mishnah Mesechtes Bechayrois that lists all of those animals which are possible. Ha-Zakeh, Va-Choyle, Va-Mizuham. Zakeh means that the animal is old. That Mishnah doesn't tell us how old is old, but one thing is for sure, beyond 70 years, definitely it's zikr old. Sorry, I can even have a minute. So you're right. I'm going to start the Brice over again. Not that the Brice says, Kolokodshim, Shahoyu actually nivna, or Shahoyu actually neras, but rather Kolokodshim, that were Shahoyu that were there, actually nivgam hamizbeach, v'yachach nivgam hamizbeach. Oh, our very case that we're talking about, that the person was makdashit on Monday afternoon. The Mizbeach became possible on Tuesday, even though you were misakin it on Wednesday. You're bringing your carbon on Thursday. Rabbi say it's possible. Why? Because even though the Baal Chai, the carbon was still alive, still a Baal Chai, but since it was a pegam at the period of the Hegdish, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ben Shinishka to Peshas Pekimasan, or even Achat Tikunai. Makes no difference, it's possible. It's the Charei to Yochanan Akasha on Rav. says Rav, as it is, the Braisa was not clear on its face. I had to go and be Horace the Braisa. I originally said Nivne, and then I said, well, it's Neras. And then I said, it's Nivkan. You have to make all these changes anyway. So, Eima Shenishchetu, make another change. Instead of starting off the Braisa, Kolikotchim Shehoyu Ad Sheloi Nivkan, Kolikotchim Shenishchetu when it was Nivkan. Oh, which is my halacha, that's the halacha of Rav. So therefore, I can end for this braisa by saying, you anyway agree that this braisa has to be amended, so revise it and amend it by putting in the word, not shehoyu, but shenishchetu, which is halacha of Rav. If you shechted it whilst it is there, it was pogum, then the korban is pogum forever, it's possible. Freitimar, we answered that braisa, but I want to ask now a stira Rav on Rav. Rav said that if the mizbeach is pogum, and you shecht an animal, carbon is possible. Why? The same Rav said, yeah. What happens, unfortunately, the Mezbeach is not there. It was nekar, uprooted, taken out. Why? Mm-hmm. Presumably because it was damaged or whatever. No Mezbeach. You know what Rav says? Maktinen keturisim koimai. The ritzpah of the Azara was muktish through Shloim HaMelech, or through later generation by the second base of English. And now you can even be maktik toiris on the floor. Now, this mizbeach that we're referring to is a mizbeach hapnimi, where you bring the ketoris every single day into the heichal. However, the Gemara assumes that the same thing applies to the mizbeach achitzayin. That just like you can go and put the ketoris on the floor and be makrit, you can do the haktoris aymurim inside the azara and be makrit them on the floor.
Where do you do this rika? Yeah.
Patience is such a wonderful mouth.
That's what my doctor said.
Yeah, I wonder why he said that. Because then he gets income. Yeah. Anyway, some doctors have income without the patients.
That's true.
It depends who you bill. Okay, fine, let's get back to Yigmar. And therefore that means that L'choyri can use the floor of the Azora for purposes and not only being Maktir K'toidus in the Heichel, Makta the Aymarin inside on the ritzvah of the Azara. But the Gemara assumes, therefore, you can also go and spritz the blood on the ritzvah, whether it's to the right, it's to the left, Shtayim Shein Arba. The Gemara doesn't go into that, but the Gemara assumes that you can go and do all the spritzing. So, Oy Bazoi, the fact that the Mizbeach is Nivgam, or even if there's no Mizbeach, Loi Malav Loi Moirid, because the same Rav says, fine, unfortunately, there's no Mizbeach, but you can use the floor of the Azara. So, why does it become Pogum? Every market of Rava, just like Rava said elsewhere, Moidahi Rabbi Yehuda bedamim, Achanami Moid Rav bedamim. What does that mean? He's Moid bedamim. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that if there's no mizbeach, you can put Aymarin on the floor. You can go and put the ketoidus in the heichel on the floor. But that's only with respect to Aymurim and ketoidus. But by damim, Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, you can only apply damim to the mizbeach. Guess what? That's what Rav holds. Rav holds you can only apply damim to the Mizbeach. So since at the time of Shechita, the Mizbeach was Nivgam, not a Sholeh, and therefore it was possible to go and do Zerikos Kenegra Mizbeach, the whole carbon is bum. It's done, it's dead, it's Nivgam, it's possible, gunished, because of this damim issue. Frank Yamara, my Rabbi Huda. Who is this Rabbi Huda that tells us that bedamim, that yes, you can use the floor of the Mizbeach, not the Mizbeach, the floor of the Azara for purposes of being makter the Eimurim, or in the case of the Oilois, to be makter the Eivorim Upadarim on the floor. Yes, yes, you can do that. But you cannot go and spritz the blood on the floor. Who is that? My Rabbi Yehuda, Desanya. Now, we're not going to get to the answer, where is this Rav? Remember, it says, Ken Omer Rav, Moed Rabbi Yehuda, Bedamim. Which Rabbi Yehuda are you talking about? So we're going to talk about the Rabbi Yehuda, but we're only ultimately going to get to the Rava saying that Moed Rabbi Yehuda Damim, if you turn now the Omid to Samach Omid Aleph, go halfway down the Omid, you'll see it says Omer Rava, Moed Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, Desanya, etc. So that's the linchpin of this Gemara. Now we're saying Rava holds Moed Rabbi Yehuda Damim, and therefore Rav also holds your Moed Rabbi Yehuda Damim, and that's why if you shechtem, there's no Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is Nivka. The carbon is possible, but where is this Rabbi Yehuda Moed Rabbi Yehuda? We're only going to get this tomorrow because we want to still learn it today. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock, and I'm sure everybody would like to go home a little bit earlier. Okay, but let's at least get to where is this Rabbi Yehuda? What are we talking about? My Rabbi Yehuda Desanya by Yom Ahu on that day. What's that day? This is the day of the inauguration of the second base of Migdash at the times, not the second Bismarck, is the first Bismarck, thank you, at the times of Shlomo HaMelech. And that Shlomo HaMelech brought a huge number of Kabbanis that day. We're going to see on the Amud Beis, he brought on day number one, 142,000 Kabbanis. 142,000 Kabbanis on the first day of the new Beis Hamikdash. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. There was a room for all of that. So that's what we're going to discuss. Kiddush HaMelech Toichachatzin. Now the Gemara brings bits and pieces of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk, if you look at Torah HaRasholim, goes on for about 25-30 words. The Gemara just cuts and pieces a couple of words together. Kiddush HaMelech Toichachatzin Kiddush Katan Mehech Mehachim. What does that mean? Kiddush HaMelech Toichachatzin. The Gemara is understanding that to mean the floor of the Azara, that the Shlomo HaMelech was Makdashit, Kiddush HaMelech, and he said, Rabbi Yisai, if there's not enough room to bring all the Kabbanis and put all the Emur on top of the Mizbeach, we're going to go and put it on the floor. On the floor. Kiddush HaMelech, the Toiche Chotzer. Toiche Chotzer means the Ritzpah of the Azara. Well, why do we need to do that? Because the Mizbeach Kodmach was just too small. Okay, says Imar Zvon Kechsav, and the Rebbe Yehuda says, that's exactly what happened, like we just said. The Mizbeach was too small. Now, mind you, which Mizbeach are we talking about? We're going to say on the Amud Beis, according to Yehuda, that means the new Mizbeach that Shlomo HaMelech built, too small for all the Emurin on top of the Mizbeach, that it had to be done on the floor. So, like it says, Posh in the Posh. Amud Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't see where you take this from. Etc. Now, what is this referring to? Elef Oilus Yalish Lim Al Mizbeach. Al Mizbeach was referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was initially used by Shlomo HaMelech before the formal inauguration of the new Mizbeach. And how many Oilus were they able to bring on that Mizbeach, which of course was much, much smaller? They were able to bring 1,000 oilos on that Mizbeach. And if you can bring 1,000 oilos on that Mizbeach, then certainly you can bring the 142,000 on the big new Mizbeach that the Shlomo HaMelech is now dedicating. Now, how do you get to a cheshbon of 1,000 oilos? So, just to go and summarize what Rashi tells us, in the Torah it says, and the Gemara is going to quote this a little bit further down, that the Mizbeach was of Moshe Rabbeinu was 5x5. For those of you that want to see the actual pasuk, it's number 3 or Gimel Torah or Hashalem. Vasisan the Mizbeach, it's a pasuk in end of Shemois. Vasisan Mizbeach at Seishitim. Chomesh Amis Oyrech, Chomesh Amis Roichav Revuahaya. Yeah, Mizbeach. Vasholish Amis Kamas. It was 5x5x3. Okay, forget about the 3 for a moment. Now we're talking about 5x5. So now, 5x5 means the entire square of the Mizbeach. But now we're bringing Kabbanis on top of the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, you have to go and deduct from the 5 first 2 amos for the Mokum HaKronos. Remember, there were 4 Kronos at the very top. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go and bring the carbon over there. Yeah. And since each one of them occupied 1 amma on each side, so that means you add together 2 amos where you could not go and bring 1 amma on, let's say, the northern side, on the southern side, or 1 amma on the eastern side, on the western side. See, 2 ammas are now reduced or deducted from the 5. But the next amma beyond that, before you get to the maracha, was the mokim hilach ragli kahan. The kahan that were on top of the mizbeach, and they had to go and adjust the maracha from time to time. They had to go and take off the truma sedesh and the aroma sedesh and put on the new gizri eitzim. They had to have room to walk around. So that takes up another amma, a room and a room all around the maracha. So all you have left for the maracha is 1 amma by 1 amma all together. 1 amma squared. I see Shibari is already concerned, so let's look at the top Rashi.
I thought it was 3x3.
You started 5x5, you took off 2 ammas because of the Kronos, you took off 2 ammas, and the Mokam Hilachagan. Okay, let's see the top Rashi. Elef Oydus Yalish Shloimeh, skip the next line. Shem Mizbeach Avonim, Shel Shloimeh, Oydif Olov, that it was larger. There Shel Shloimeh Godel Misha Moshe, was much larger. Levish Tzorech Oylois. Shem Mizbeach Shel Moshe Ksid Bey, Hey Amis Oyrech, Hey Amis Reichem, that's the Pasuk. Same Mayhem, Mokam Akronois, Amal Chol Tzad, 1 Am on each side, so you have to take off 2. Take a Mokam Hilacharag Lekahanim on each side. Amma lefnim and akronis, saviv, hamarocha, nim tzemokim harocha is amma al amma, 1 amma by 1 amma, hachi amrin lekam bepirkin, etc., etc. So therefore, the mokim harocha smack in the middle of the top of the mizbeach was 1 amma by 1 amma. what was around that? An amma all around it from all sides.
Right.
What was the next amma all sides? That's where the Quranis were. So that's how you have five altogether. So it was one by one. On that one by one says the top line, they were able to be makrev 1,000 oilois. That little space of the one by one, they were able to put the ayman of one. Mamish incredible. 1,000
oilois.
Oh, good. So what does it have to do now with the Beis Olam? The Il Beis Olam, who Omer? Now the Beis Olam is referring to now the new Beis Hamikdash, but in particular the new Mizbeach in that new Beis Hamikdash. What was that? It's in the Pasuk, Yizbach Shloimesh, Zevach Shloimesh, Zevach Lashem, Bokar, Esrim Ushnaim Olef, 22,000. Now that's where the Gemara ends, it surely continue on, Vachuli, but if you look at Beis, or number two, of the Torah Ora Shalim, but Yizbach Shloim as Zevach Hashlom Hashem Zevach Hashem Boker Esrim Ushnayim Olef. That's 22,000. Vitzoin Meya VeEsrim Olef, an additional 120,000. Wow!
You should live so long.
Yeah, exactly. 120 and there's 120,000. Now you add 120,000 to 22,000. We're talking about 142,000. Says the Gemara, Ukshaatam Magia LeChesben Oilos Uleminyan Amois. If you go and start making the cheshbonis of the oilos, you'll see this is greater than the other. What does he mean that this is greater than the other? Because now I have, Rashi says, a mokum of 20 by 20. Now normally we would think of the top of the mizbeach being 28 by 28, right? All the way in the bottom was 32, and then it was 26. Sorry, then it was 30, and then you get to the top, it's 28. Our Gemara makes a cheshbon. Rashi makes a cheshbon of 20 by 20, according to Rabbi Yossi, in the third parak of Masechtas Midos. We're in fact going to have a little bit further down the Omid where it's going to say it was 20 by 20, but we don't have to get into that now. But if you have 20 by 20, how much is 20 by 20?
400.
400, very good. If on every single one Amma Maroch you were able to bring 1,000 oilois, if you have now 400 square amas, which is 400 times that amount, mm-hmm. How many oilos could you bring? Theoretically, up to 400,000.
Wow.
So if that's the case, you're telling us that 142,000, that the new Mizbech was too small. What are you talking about? It was too small. You could have multiplied 142 practically three times, right? Three times 142 would get you to 436 or something. So you could practically three times as much. So what are you telling me that the Mizbech was cut in mihachil? So Gemara, Elamau, so Nachmal, so Kishata Magir Lechesben Oilos Minyan Amos. If you compare the Oilos and the Amos, by Moshe Rabbeinu the Maracha was one Amma square. He brought 1,000. Here you have 400 Amma square. You should be able to bring 400,000. So Zegol Mizan Avad. It's much much bigger. So Mal Kot Mehecha. Why did we say on the Amid Aleph that the replacement Mizbech was too small and therefore we had to be Makdish the Ritzvah to go and bring other Kabbalahs? Mm-hmm. It was huge! Yeah. You can bring so many more Kabbalahs. Halavai, they should bring more than the 142,000. So, Okti Gemara, you got a point. But it's Ke'odim O'im L'Chaveirei Ployni Nanasu U'Pasal Avoidim. What does that mean? So Rashi says that people that want to speak with refined language don't want to go and say, he's disqualified, he's nothing, he's a gunish. You try to say it in as refined manner as possible. So you say about that person, not that Hashem is disqualified, you go and say that he's a nanas. Nanas means that he's a midget. Mm-hmm. Today, maybe saying that someone's a midget may have a negative, maybe a little negativity.
I challenged.
Okay.
I challenged.
So instead of saying, no, he means as a bissel kleiner, he's a little bit small, he's a short fellow. He's really only 2'6", but I'm not going to go and say that he's puzzled. I see he's a little bit of a shorty. Therefore, it's not good for if your daughter is 5'8", and he happens to be 3'6". That's a niche. Yeah, wonderful ministers, because he's a little bit on the small side. Okay, so here too, there was no problem with the first Mizbeach. The first Mizbeach was wonderful. The reason why it says, Kotten Mehachil, because he didn't want to go and say, I'm throwing it out, I'm rejecting in Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So he says, this is Klein, and therefore I'm getting a brand new one to go and replace it. So he's speaking in a Lashon Nekiyah, so to speak. That's how Rashi explains it. Anyway, so bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda said, Dvarim Kichsovan, that this was too small, and therefore they had to go and bring the Kabbanis on the floor. And Rabbi said, what are you talking about? This is so much bigger. You can do 400 times the 400,000. They only brought 142,000. The only reason why he called it small is because he wanted to speak in a nice language. So Frank Timura, Rabbi Yehuda Shapakom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's cheshbon works out perfectly. This is one amma squared and this is 400 amma squared.
But you need the makom hilach around the maracha. You can't.
That's why we've already taken from the 28th and we made it 26 and 24. We've given you extra amis. That's why 20 by 20 is the maracha, because of the Karen and because of the hiluk and other reasons.
Maybe. The heat of the bond.
That too, exactly. So if you start 28, you get to 20, you've gotten 8 on all sides. Right. You can bring along a pocket fan. Ah, I'm a chayyim. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Letame. Rabbi Yehuda goes, Lishitasai. You're making a big boo-boo. When you're learning the pshat in the pasuk, it's 5 by 5. Ah, you're learning the wrong pshat. It was 10 by 10. Really? 10 by 10? That's huge. 10 by 10? Yeah, as it is. The sanya says in the braisa. Says in the pasuk. Chamish amis. Oh, you chamish amis. Roichav. Dvarim kichsav and dirib yoyis. Rabbi Yehuda learned pashup pshat like we said until now. It was 5 by 5, and on top of the marach was only 1 by 1. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, nemer kan revua. The name of Halon Revua. Where does it say Revua? Going back to the same pasuk number 3. Versus Mizbeach, Atishitim Chomish Amis, V'Chomish Amis Roichav. Revua, Yamizbeach. Don't I know that 5 by 5 means that it was square? What does the pasuk have to tell us, Revua? I'll tell you why. Because it wants to tell us Revua, Revua, to a pasuk in Yecheskel. And that's number 4. What does it say in the pasuk in Yecheskel? V'Ariel, Shteim Esrei, Oirech, Bishteim Esrei Roichav, again 12 by 12, again Ravua, El Arbas Ravuav. It was Ravua, it was square. What do I need the Ravua over there? It says also 12 by 12. Now I'm going to tell you now in advance what the Gemara is going to tell us in a couple of lines. It says El Arbas Ravuav. Arbas Ravuav means to all of its 4 quadrants, its 4 quarters for the Mizbeach. Why does it say Ravua El Arbas Ravuav? What it's come to tell you is, it's not that the whole Mizbeach was 12 by 12. The whole Mizbeach was 24 by 24. Really? Yes, the whole Mizbeach was 24 by 24. Where do you see that? Because the 12 by 12 is only talking about a part of the Mizbeach. It's not talking about the entire Mizbeach. It's only talking about Revua, El Arbas, Revuav. So now, assuming that this was the Mizbeach, and assuming that this was totally square. So until now we thought 12 by 12. You say, no. You cut the Mizbeach in half. Machzisoy was 12 by 12. The other half is 12 by 12. Altogether, you have 24 by 24.
24 by 12.
24, yeah. You have to expand it then. Don't push in this direction, put in that direction. I can't do it unless you want me to rip the thing apart. But you just trust me. 12 by 12, we're making double 24 by 24.
So each quadrant was 12 by 12.
Good. And there you hear that? Each quadrant was 12 by 12. So
that's right.
Good. That worked. So this one, 12 by 12. 12 by 12, 12 by 12, good. So 4 times. Same thing as by Moshe Rabbeinu, the 5 by 5 was really 5 by 5 in a quadrant. Now add another 5 by 5, and therefore you have 10 by 10 all together. That's that. Nochmal. So Nema Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Nema Kan Revua, Nema Lahalon Revua, Mala Halon, meaning by Mizbach Ariel in the times of Yecheskel. That's Emtzi Yisrael HaYemoided. He started counting the 12 by 12 from the middle and making the 4 quadrants. Afghanim Tisa Yemoidit also from the middle, 4 quadrants. And therefore it's 10 by 10 and not 5 by 5. V'hasami Nolan, how do you know over there, Tak? It's talking about Mayim Tisa, maybe it's like a 12 by 12. Dechsiv Ariel Shtei Masrei Amma L'chol Ruach. Oh, L'chol Ruach. Oy Eina Eliyad Beis Eliyad Beis. Maybe it's like a 12 by 12 and not 24 by 24. Kishu Oymel Abbas Revov. When it says Abbas Revov, the 4 quadrants, the 4 quarters. Malam Mishim Emtu Moidit, and you start from the middle. And just like over the mirror, you land up, not 12 by 12, but 24 by 24. Here too, you wind up, not 5 by 5, but 10 by 10. So now before we continue on, what does that mean that we start by 24 by 24? That's the chayda, the makar of the what Rashi said at the top. That according to the Yoisi, you had 20 by 20. Why? Because you had to remove 2 amis on the 2 sides for the dronois, and then the 2 amis for the ragle kahanim, so 24 minus the 4, you get to 20 by 20. But again, that's not our sugya. Me'at Hashem, we learned that in Masechtas Midos.
That's a big difference. Oh
boy.
Square amis.
You're telling me it's a big difference. Anyway, so therefore that was 20 by 20, and in our case, it's 10 by 10. So how does that help us now? So Rashi says, as a result of the fact that it's now 10 by 10, so
1,000 olos on 10 by 10.
Yeah, but you first have to take off the koronis and the ragdak. Okay. So how much are we left with? So if you look at the Rashi right before the big lines, the wide lines down below. Afkan, moidid hey al hey, mi emtzi, so I look al ruch, nim tzi yud al yud, right, 10 by 10. But now it's saying the end, Am Mikan, the Am Mikan, you have to take the Am Mikan for the Kranites, and you have to take off the Ragli HaKoyhanim. So how much are we left now? Six by six. How much is six times 36. 36. Good.
Square Amos.
36 by 36. Now that 36, not 36 by 36, 6 by 6 adds up to 36 square Amos. On that 36 square Amos, we said that the Marocha was the 1,000 Oilois. Oh, not like we learned initially that you had 5 by 5 and therefore the Marocha was only 1. He says, no, not Dvarim Kichsovan. I learned Revoa to go and tell you originally not 5 by 5, but 10 by 10. 10 by 10 means that the Marocha was 6 by 6, which means the whole thing was 36. On that 36, we were able to go and bring 1,000 kabbats. Okay, well, that leaves us a little bit of room. You know, yeah. One amen is 36. Good. How much was the other Mizbeach, the new Mizbeach, was 20 by 20, which is 400. How many times do you get 36 into 400? 11 times. How much is 11 times 36?
11 times 36
is 396. Right, because 10 times 36 would be 360.
You add the 3 and the 6, and the 9 goes in the middle.
Exactly right. So you get 396, so it was 11 times as much. 11 times as much. On Moshe Rabbeinu, they were able to go and bring 1,000 idols. Wow. Here they can do 11 times as much and get to 11,000 idols, which is wonderful. But it doesn't get us to 132,000 idols. I only have space for the 11 times the 1,000 idols. See, that's what you have to do on the floor. That's why it says in the bottom that he caught Mehechel. So that's the Chesed of Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Gemara says, was Rabbi Yehuda, hold the Chayyar, Rabbi Yossi is right. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm right. It wasn't one Amma that created 1,000 Oilers, and then you said, well, then if you have 400, then it's 400,000, you can do 400,000 Oilers. No. It was 36 Ammas that produced 1,000 Oilers. And now we're talking about 400. Fine, 11 times as much, you can do 11,000 Oilers. That's not enough. You have to do it on the floor. Very good. Zogdi Moravaitim.
Rabbi
Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi do with this Revoa? Rabbi Yehuda has a strong point with Revoa. He doesn't learn. He learns Sakel Revoa, but two differences. Number one, we're not talking about the length and the width.
Even with you, don't have
the roof is not here because, unfortunately, he went somewhere.
He doesn't. He doesn't even text me and tell me.
We're talking about length and width. You're talking about width.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure he's thinking of
I'm very sorry.
Let's go back from out of town. No, they just said, even with you, we don't have anything.
Well, what can I do? We have many more people, but they have to leave because it was...
We have online.
Anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Higom and Zeyda Shava, I agree to Gershav of Revoa, but it's Begoyvu the Gomer, not the width and the length. We're talking about the height. And where am I learning it from? I'm not learning it from Ariel, that Mizbeach in the times of Yechezkel, or described by Yechezkel, but rather we're talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Klenchigel Mizbeach.
Yeah.
How big was the Klenchigel Mizbeach? That was very, very small. If you look at the number 5, that was Amma Orkoi, the Amma Rochboi, Revoa, again Revoa, yeah, Vamasayim Koimasai, Mimenu Karnoisav, and it was only 2 Ammois tall. Very, very small. The whole Mizbeach, like a half of this table or something like that. Amma by Amma, 2 Ammois tall. Nishka Groisazach. That's where the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where you brought the Ketoris every single day. So what does it have to do with... I'm going to learn now Revoa. Zot yigamar gzei shavu begoivu, the gomar design, you'll learn the Brais. Sholish Ammois Koimasai, by the regular Mizbeach HaChitzoin, inside the Azar was 5 by 5, or 10 by 10, and Sholish Ammois Koimasai, 3 Ammois tall. When it says 3 amas tall, you can believe it. You can hang your hat on it. 3 amas tall. This is Mitir Revoa. Rabbi Yehuda uses that to make, instead of 5 by 5, 10 by 10, like we said before. Rabbi Yossi, no. By the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Malalon Goiva Pishnaim Karkoi. Did you notice? There was 1 by 1 by 2. In other words, the Oirech and the Roichev, the length and the width, were 1 by 1. And the height of the Mizbeach was 2. So it was 2 times the width and the length. Now I'm going to learn from Revoa, Afkan here too, Bishnaim Ka'arkoi, that when it says in the Pasuk that it was 5 by 5 by 3, it wasn't 5 by, did it say 5 by 3? Yeah. That really was double. What means double? It was really 5 by 5 by 10. 2 times the Oirech and length. That was 5 by 5. 2 times that is 10. What am I going to do with the passing that says 3? That's going to be tomorrow's Gemara Miyat Hashem. So all of you, if you look at the second wide line from the top, not wide line, second line of the Gemara at the top, Matam Alim Misholish Amit Kamasai Misvah Soivu Lamal. So Hashem, we'll deal with that issue tomorrow. But at the moment, we're saying that the height of the Mizbeach was 10 altogether. Okay, so both of them hold Revua. Both of them we learn Revua from somewhere else. However, Yehuda learns a Revua somewhere else from the Mizbeach Ariel in Yecheskel to tell us the length and the width. So it wasn't just 5 by 5, it was 10 by 10. And while Rabbi Yossi said, no, I learned from that the Goyva was not 3 Amos, it was really 10 Amos, which is double the 5 Amos with by length. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Efshe Koyen Oymer Al Gabi HaMizbeach, Vavoyde Biyode, V'chol Amr Royen Oysi Mebachot. Don't we got a problem over here? What is the problem? As we know, there's an inyan of tznius, not only tznius by people, but also b'masim. You don't want to go and have everything go viral, so 1 minute later, 10 million people see it in South Africa or in Australia. There has to be a certain degree of tznius. Okay, so now, until now we had assumed, like the Pasuk says, Pashit, that the whole Mizbeach was all of 3 amos tall. So even if the Kohen is standing on top of the Mizbeach, avoid the biyod, and he's holding the Varim, Hedarim, the Mizrak, whatever he's holding in his hands, guess what? There wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't see it from the outside. Why wouldn't you see it from the outside? Because of the height of the Kloim. Now, how high was the Kloim? So the Kloim itself says in the Pasuk where both the Kloim, well, put aside the Kloim. First, let's talk about the walls of the Mishkan. It was Eser Amos, Oyre HaKoresh. Right? There were 10 Amos. And the 10 Amos were not flat, they were tall. So therefore, it's 10 Amos tall. And the Koyin is standing on top of the 3 Amma Mizbeach. Even if you add the Koyin's height to the 3 Amma Mizbeach, let's assume he's all to 3 Ammas. That's 6 Ammas. And assuming that he's holding something up in his hand, nice and tall, 7 Ammas. You wouldn't see anything from the outside, right. So you couldn't have all the tourists going and taking their iPhones and snapping pictures and making videos, because the walls of the Chotzer, meaning the Krushim, were 10 Amos tall. So that makes a lot of sense. However, once you're going to go on top of the Mizbeach itself, what's 10 Amos tall? And then Aharon HaKohen is going to go to the top of the Mizbeach. And you're going to add now another 2-3 Amos for the height of Aharon. So then everybody's going to look, hey, look, Aharon, take a look. Yeah. I only see it, take a picture, and take out the iPhones, and the videos, and let's take a selfie, and I'll stand in front, and your whole family will stand there. And that's not, there's Nishka Shenazach, there's Nishka Tzniyas. So that's what is that possible? The Mishkan, meaning the height of the Krushim, was 10 Amos. The height of the Mizbeach was 10 Amos. However, around the entire Mizbeach, Mishkan, you had the Kloim. Those were the curtains, which enclosed not only the Mishkan, but also the Chotzer, a room in the Mishkan. Now, how tall was that? He said, but doesn't say in the Pasuk Kloim was only 10 Amos. He said, no, the Kloim was actually 15 Amos. Mm-hmm. Where does it say that? Kloim Chomish Amma El HaKosev. Now, what means El HaKosev? Pashup Shad means in terms of the width, that it was 15 Amos. And here the Gemara is saying that it was 15 Amos tall. We're going to continue from here tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful day.
Isn't the Sukkim Festival about the